Pack today.
The president proposed this sequester, yet he's far more interested in holding campaign rallies than he is in urging his Senate Democrats actually pass a plan.
It's true, he did propose it, but hey, Congress voted on it. So here we go again, more of the back and forth. Haven't we been dealing with this since 2011? Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight. Who do you blame for all of this nonsense in D.C.? I blame it on a lack of a spine by lots of politicians. 855-266-5283. If you want to throw in your two cents on any or all of it. So sequester, sequester, sequester. That's what's being talked about. The Republicans are trying to dig out of their own grave, in a sense, as the president is doing the same, only he's got a bigger bully pulpit, and he's squarely blaming it on the Republicans and their lack of a willing to compromise. You know, the bottom line is, I don't see anything happening that's going to change the picture in the next 3 days that will stop the sequester. And we're talking about amounts of money that will be doled out over the years in a slow drip, if you will, like an IV. So knowing that this was going to happen, shame on the people who didn't vote to try to come up with a way to cherry pick some better solutions to what would be cut and what would stay and that kind of stuff. So we're talking about $85 billion this year in spending cuts with a bunch of alternative cuts. You know, the Democrats, led by the president, rejected that an alternative is as unbalanced because it didn't include some measures of new tax revenue. But they already gave the Republicans, and I would defend this, they already gave up taxes initially when this was talked about. So there's a lot of people talking out of both sides of their mouth, but we're so used to it. I think we all just get this glazed look in our eyes and move on to other things because we know there is no bottom line here. It's a bottomless pit. That's what we're looking at, a bottomless pit. Tell us how badly we're going to get beaten up in the near future. And then at least we can prepare for it, unlike the people in D.C. who knew it was coming, saw it headed in their direction, and waited till the very last minute to start to scream and panic about it. Like Janet Napolitano. She's been with the cabinet for how long now as the woman in charge of Homeland Security? And she knew what was happening. She knew this was going to affect her budget. Now she's telling all of us, get ready, because you're going to be standing in some long lines at a few of these airports across the nation because of the cuts that are about to take place. The sequester is going to affect all of you who travel. And don't yell at our agents. Don't get in their face about it. It's not their problem. So the White House is pushing Congress, saying it's their fault, specifically the Republicans. The Republicans are saying, hey, wait a second, you got your taxes, you wanted this sequester if there wasn't an agreement, so you got it, and now you're blaming us. But what do we care about? You're listening to me in Iowa, you're listening to me in Illinois, you're listening to me in Dallas, Texas. We care about what affects our wallets, because so much does. So the so-called sequester would push across the $85 billion, and what would it affect? Well, the thing that it would affect would be absolutely the lines at the airport, but we knew that this was happening. What happens if there's any kind of a disaster down the road? And, you know, here we went through this whole fiscal cliff nonsense. We don't know, because once it kicks in on March 1st, then all these agencies and people affecting will furlough some workers. They have to give them 30 days notice, and the cutbacks don't happen until April 1st. So they have to get the notice. So TSA workers would be affected by that. There'd be fewer air traffic controllers. That would mean possible flight delays or cancellations. When the Transportation Secretary, Ray LaHood, says, oh, it's going to be very painful for the flying public. Sure, we get you, but why didn't you tell us this sooner? Because you knew it was happening, and you didn't really do anything to help stop it before. The tax refund that you're expecting, of course, the IRS is going to blame it on that. They say it'll be delayed. But trust me, if you didn't pay, they'd start sending it out to you. Or if you paid partial what you owed, oh, they'd be all over you for that money within 2 seconds. There's going to be fewer FBI and Justice Department people to work on criminal cases. So that means it's going to take longer to prosecute them. Doctors are going to get paid less to see Medicare patients, and they're going to have to wait longer to get the money. So that's going to affect them. The people who are waiting for unemployment benefits would get smaller checks. And then the list goes on and on. So across the board, cuts is what we're going to see. And we're talking about civilian workers. The Pentagon is talking about almost 800,000. We've talked about this number before, would face the furloughs. So some jobs would be cut. Some jobs would be cut. And think of unemployment, 7.9. So what is that going to jump up to? And others might be futzed with a bit. They might end up doing a couple of other things. So now we know. Continuing to play at a theater near you, we have March 1st and then March 27th. So March is a rough month, isn't it? We start in the beginning, we end with a crisis looming at the very tail end of March. The deadline for March 27th is what we're waiting for. Congress hasn't passed a formal budget in years. Government spending is authorized only through late March. Can we reach another budget deal? Ugh, what a debacle this all is. And you know what? Frankly, how uninteresting it is for all of us, because we've talked about it for so long. And the more we talk about it, the more we realize we have something at stake in this. But unless you really mobilize people, you're not going to get the satisfaction. It's not going to happen because of the way the voting is and the fear of the politicians of losing the job. Maybe we need some fearless people who aren't afraid to lose their job in Congress. I think it really does come down to that, because you've got to defend your turf in the way the political climate is now, and they're defending their turf, to be sure. All right, coming up on America Tonight, a little of this and that that you might have missed, including the snow. Get your shovels out. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oklahoma and parts of Texas and Amarillo, 20 inches of snow has fallen. What a headache for any of the drivers. Lots of the roads have been shut down, simply too dicey to be out there while the temperatures drop. And as anybody who has driven, and we've talked about this so much this year, that driving snow where it's a whiteout, you can't see. It is so not worth it. It is so not worth wherever you're going. Unless your wife is having a baby and you have to get to the hospital, because you just won't make it. It's too risky. And the more cars that decide they're going to play NASCAR with snow that you can't get off of your front windshield fast enough, the more dangerous it becomes. And that's what happens. Some people just are, enough people are willing to risk it that you get some of the worst car crashes you can imagine. I haven't heard a lot of reports of this. So because of the fact that we've had so much snow, maybe people are starting to realize, yeah, I think I might just stay away right now, back off of this, because I've been through it and I know. So if you're living in Kansas, if you're living in Oklahoma, if you're living in parts of Texas, if you're living in New Mexico, You know what I'm talking about. Missouri, you guys have certainly taken on a bunch of nasty blizzard stuff, but that hurricane wind is the worst. You throw in already snow, and then you end up with the mix of the wind, and that's what makes it so deadly. When you have gusts of 75 miles an hour, yeah, that's time to call it a day, no matter what. So the heavy snow did cause one roof to collapse. So there was one person inside the house, sadly, that was killed. And then there was also now, I've gotten reports, someone just sent this to me, in northwest Kansas, a 21-year-old was killed when his SUV overturned on an icy patch. Interstate 70, I know it well. I used to ride it all the time. National Guard set up all over Interstate 40, but the troopers couldn't get out to some of the people that were already stuck because of the whiteout with the wind and the drifts and all that kind of stuff. The crazy place I told you about was Amarillo, where they had 17, 18, some parts are saying 19 inches of snow, and that surpasses a single-day record that was set in 1934. Isn't that always interesting about the weather? They talk about the inches and the records, and that's the whole thing with doing the weather. Weather people always will tell you what you could compare the days from last year, and then ultimately you can compare the records. So Governor Sam Brownback had a state of emergency declared from last week in Kansas because they're expecting up to 2 feet of snow through Tuesday. In other words, if you're listening to me in any of those parts, take your phones, make sure they're charged, bring your emergency kits, for goodness sake. Be ready just in case something should happen if you have no choice but to be out. But if you don't have to be out, why? Why go out into that kind of weather? Like I said, you're unfortunately testing fate with the other drivers and with the other things that you can't really foresee as to what you might encounter out there. Danica Patrick, speaking of cars and crazy accidents and stuff, Danica Patrick won the pole. There was a big deal made about that. She ended up finishing in the top 10 of the Daytona 500, but she did not win that race. There was another that won, and I've said this many times on the show. If you've been to any race, whether it's IRL or NASCAR, or any possible type of race, when people watch it on the tube, I get it because they're fans, but when you actually understand it better, when you get to go in the pits and you really see what it's like, it's crazy. It's crazy on race day. So it was Mr. Johnson that held off Dale Jr. for the Daytona 500 win. This time around, as I said, Danica certainly got some respect from some drivers. She did lead a lap of a race, which is also the first time for a woman. But she finishes in the top 10, and she won the pole, which is big. And you know, that's all about speed. And there have been a few people that took little chunks out of her and said, well, she's less than 140 pounds, and so, of course, she's so light and imagine in the car. But she doesn't care, whatever. She's used to it now at this point. What was really scary is Saturday they had a nasty crash where stuff flew out into the stands, and there were some people that had to be hospitalized, and it on tape, Google this if you haven't seen it, it looks so wild, and it brings up that whole thing again about safety and the fans, and will they have to push back fences, and what are they going to do to keep people safe? They had to work through the night to clean up the track so that it was safe for the drivers the next day. And it was pretty nasty. I think you may see some changes in NASCAR, at least at some of the tracks, because it depends on the turns and the fences and how they are. That was the idea of the fences in the first place. But, boy, I'll tell you what, it looked awful. To be sitting there and to see some of that stuff come over would be really, really, I think, scary stuff. Because, you know, once it's over, what do? You can duck, but you're talking about pure tonnage metal things flying right in your face that are going to cut you. And that's what people try to do. They really tried to duck, get out of the way, but some of them just couldn't do it. They couldn't move fast enough because stuff was just flying off the track right in to their faces. All right, this is worth bringing up because guns is always on the agenda in the Capitol, And especially now where there's this tug of war over gun rights versus gun control and tougher gun laws, some states are really, really locking and loading, if you know what I mean, to try to protect gun rights. And they're trying to lure a lot of the ammunition manufacturers away from the states with tougher gun laws because of what happened in Connecticut. I just saw this where Texas and South Carolina and Idaho are a few of the states that are trying to get the manufacturers and whatnot to come to the state saying, look, we are friendly about the Second Amendment. The governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has written 13 manufacturers in New York and Oregon saying that, hey, Texas is not going to give you an unwanted government intrusion into your business. It's not going to happen. Congressman Tim Duncan of South Carolina did a similar thing, writing to ammunition maker Magpul that's based in Colorado and saying, you can leave and come here and trust me, we'll treat you right. We'd welcome you with open arms. He loved that. So states are courting the business away from other states because they're saying, this is what we represent. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So you're an individual or a business who believes in the same, come on down. And that's what they said in South Carolina, and that's what they said in Texas. It'll be interesting to see if some of the companies actually take them up on it and they relocate or they just stay. One that's not doing it is the laser sighting systems that are used in handguns. Crimson Trace, who from Wilsonville, Oregon, is a manufacturer of those sites. They say they're not going to move to Texas because they're happy with the, what they call, entrepreneurial spirit of Oregon. So they're not looking to move the business. But you never know, someone might bite on that. Not a bad ploy from Perry or anyone else who says, we'll be better to you, so come here. Somebody might take them up on it and actually start to look at one of the other states, feeling that they could get a bigger shake. Coming up on America Tonight this week, one of the things we're going to talk about is not conservative enough versus uber conservative. The New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, has upset a lot of Republicans with his praise of Obama's handling of Superstorm Sandy, if you remember that, the photo op before the November election. So the Conservative Political Action Committee gathering in D.C. said, yeah, you know, we're having our three-day event, starts on March 14th. You're not invited. You're not invited to speak. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who I just mentioned, trying to lure ammunition makers and gun manufacturers to the Lone Star State, is one of the featured speakers, however, at the convention in D.C.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Speaker John Boehner especially is having none of it, talking about the $85 billion across-the-board spending cuts for the sequester that'll kick in on March 1st. But these are the spending cuts. This is the sequester that the president himself put in play. So how do you like it now? That's what I would say. And I don't understand why people are forgetting that. Part of what we're talking about coming up in many of the emails we got is we're going to go to the mailbag in a few. And we do invite you to call 855-266-5283. Is exactly that, the budget cuts and the fact that we're getting closer now to possibly more conversation about guns. A bipartisan group of senators kind of closing ranks, coming in on an argument to expand background checks for people buying guns. Is this fair or foul? This is all on the heels of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. As we get further and further away, I think less will happen. Honestly, I don't think most of the gun control discussion, what's been discussed as possibilities, is really going to actually be voted in. I don't think so. I don't see it. Maybe the background checks, maybe, but I don't think any of the other stuff, including the so-called, and it's so-called, because the definition of assault weapons, you've really got to dig deep for that one. I don't think that that's going to happen. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us first, though, before we head to the mailroom in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, you know, I had something really interesting happen Saturday. I met with the governor of Michigan, Governor Snyder.
You did?
Yeah. I was a delegate to the Republican convention, and there was a really close race for chairman of the Republican Party. So he, you know, it was like those movies you see where, you know, they gather you up, and then, you know, they take you to, like, you know, this back room, and then you walk through this hallway, and then you see Secret Service men there, like in the entrance to the kitchen, and you like walk through the kitchen. It was crazy, you know. And then all of a sudden, we're in a room with the governor. You know, we were just, there were like six of us, you know, and we were joking, they're going to kill us now, man.
That's right. They don't like what we're having to say, so they're going to pummel us right here.
Right, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because it has to do with this whole budget thing, because most of us were for a more conservative guy, you know?
Right.
The first thing the governor said was, look, the chairman that I have now knows how to raise money. This new guy, he does not have any experience in raising money, you know? And it hit us. It was all about the money. And this guy that he wanted, you know, he had, like, you know, cheerleaders, and they were giving away, like, pens and hats and shirts and everything, you know. And the other guy, nothing, you know. He just had a superior message, a superior product, you know. But it just hit me now that the politicians, it's all about the money, you know. And then we have a person called Rand Paul, who last year gave back $500,000. This year he gives back $600,000. He is not just talking the talk. He is walking the walk. And you know, what is the Republican Party doing? They're trying to blame Obama for the sequester. When they pick the ones, you know, it doesn't matter who comes up with the idea if you end up voting for it.
True, because they're the legislative body and they did vote for it. But I still say the president, though, he's not saying that. What the president has done is this was his concoction, and you're right, they voted on it. But he came up with the idea of the committee, which, you know, and that failed miserably, which we knew it was.
Yeah, well,
you put super in front of committee, it's gonna fail. But that happened a long time ago.
But, yeah. You know, I mean, the Republicans, the veteran Republicans knew this. They knew that the committee was going to fail.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Because they knew they would just push the can down the road.
Right.
And you know, instead of getting behind somebody who wants to cut, really cut. Like you said, you had an awesome monologue, man, early when you said this is just like $40 billion this year. You know, we just like spend that on a tank or something, and you know. I mean, we're printing $85 billion a month, and they're worried about, you know, $120 billion in an entire year. Both sides are all about the money. They will not.
Yes.
They don't air. Their air that they breathe is money, apparently. And there are just a very few of them, Rand Paul and maybe a few others out there, who are trying to break that addiction, I guess you could say, from both parties. They just will not give up the money. Just like you said, even the Defense Department, of course, they gotta toe the line, you know. But, you know, they're screaming, oh, we're not going to have the national security. Oh, my God. But they're going to have more money next year than this year, even with the cuts, right?
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to share that with you because I did meet with him. I mean, the first thing I told him was, hey, I love you, man. I kind of scared him because I came up right, you know, getting one of them little fist pounds and everything. Like that. really, you know. And I said, I love you, man. You're really kicking ass, you know.
You got a glimpse, though. You got a glimpse into what happened, so that was good.
Definitely. Yeah. So anyway, that's from the Belly of the Beast reporting. Tomas from Michigan.
Thanks, Tomas. You have a good one. Belly of the Beast. That's digging up some old stuff. All right, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Some interesting music in there. I like that. All right, this one comes to us from Bill in Iowa. And Bill says, Kate, have you taken note of the fact that the Gulf Coast oil trial has just started? I'm talking about the spill, the whole BP thing. I can remember when you were in Mississippi. What do you think's going to happen here? Well, I wish I had my crystal ball because BP would like to get a glimpse into it as well. Yes, this trial will be interesting to watch. It's in New Orleans. I mean, this is like the most Armani suits they've seen within a block range in I don't know how long. It's ridiculous how lawyered up the place is. So you've got a government involved in here. You've got business involved, contractors, all kinds of people. And the idea is, BP, we want the money. We want the money from you, so prove your case that we shouldn't get it. And we're talking about the fact that they're arguing that BP is guilty of gross negligence. That's the specifics. That's what the legal wrangling is over, that caused the 2010 disaster that killed the 11 people on the rig. Remember that. People always forget about it. And poured what they care about, the 4 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. You see BP really pushing hard. You knew the trial was getting set to get underway. Pushing hard with the comeback to the Gulf Coast, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, and talking about how people are coming back for the shrimp, for this, for that, and it's all good, and how much money BP has pumped in to the economy and the cleanup and all that kind of stuff. So they certainly don't want to lose this one. The company's paid $37 billion in the cleanup and the fines and the settlement. It's likely that they're going to settle before there is ever any kind of a courtroom deal here, before any verdict happens. It doesn't make any sense. BP is just trying to play. All they're doing here is they're just trying to play the game of how much are we going to have to not pay? What ultimately are we going to do here? You know, they're trying to say, and they'll have to see how far they get with this, that, hey, don't just blame it on us. What about the people who had the rig? What about the people who had the cement? What about the people called Halliburton? They're all part of this too. How come they're not having to pay? Let's put them in this suit. That's the deal. But I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to have to, with the five Gulf states, I think what's going to happen for the lawyers that are there for the different businesses and stuff, and the list is very long for the loss of money. I think they're going to try to make a settlement for sure. I agree. It does not see a verdict because it's not in BP's best interest unless something happens in the courtroom that changes it, meaning that the blame is also shifted onto some other people connected with the rig itself, because then they wouldn't have to pay quite as much. That would be my guess. All right, here's another one from Valentine, who says, Kate, I am just so sick of, as you call it, the Texas two-step only Potomac style in Washington. You know, I really don't care about these politicians anymore. I understand when you jump up on the big stage and you talk about how much we're being overtaxed or how ridiculous it is that we can't come to agreements on things. But the bottom line is, you're just wasting your breath. The people that we have elected, for the most part, are incapable of meeting deadlines, coming up with budgets, and really figuring out how to run our economy, our government, and these United States. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. What do we want in life? We want a shot at it, right? We want the opportunity, the good jobs, the decent a decent living somewhere, a decent home, being able to put kids through school, that kind of stuff. And that's what we want. We want a better America, not a worse America. So I'd agree. There's a lot of people we could replace in Washington, but that still is the same old song. Stay with us.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Before we start for Week in Count, Nepalese mountaineer Chichurum entered the record book by scaling Mount Everest twice in the same climbing season. That's amazing. Close your eyes for a second and think that you right now are climbing Mount Everest. Can you see it? Do you feel it? No. No way, no how am I climbing Mount Everest. Anyone who can do it, bravo to you. So Guinness World Records say she's the first woman to climb the world's highest mountain twice in the same season. There was a brief window of good weather that happens pretty much every year. So the climber scrambled to get there to reach the summit, and she did it. She got the certificate and everything. She's 29 years old. So this is what she did, so you know. Because if I just say scaling Mount Everest, well, what does that mean to you? Do you know that that means she scaled 29,035 feet? That's the summit. It's 29,035 foot. That's the summit. She did that back in May of last year. She descended to the base camp for a couple of days' rest, then scaled the peak again a week later. Now, she is a Sherpa, so she gets this. She lives it. She breathes it. I said she was Nepalese, so she's from the area, but still very difficult to do. Very few women have even climbed the summit. Very few have done it. So she's done it twice. Good for her. Very scary. 4,000 people. How many people? Everest has been climbed by, you ready for this? 4,000 people since 1953. Does that seem like a lot, or does it seem like a little bit? It seems like a little bit to me because it's that hard. Spring is popular. Of course, it's winter. Forget about it. Because you've got, what, low oxygen anyway, and training is tough and all that kind of stuff. So just that short amount of time where you could possibly get in there to do it in the first place. So, woohoo! Congratulations. I think it's just that tough. And again, if I close my eyes, I will never see myself climbing Mount Everest. No way, no how. I did do the Grand Canyon in one day. In one day I did it, and I don't know how. It was crazy. It took 10 hours, and I got the T-shirt. I was done after that. I was done for 2 days. It was so brutal with all the switchbacks. For anyone who hikes, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the sequester in terms of small, teeny-weeny airports. Check this out. You know, there's lots of tiny airfields. You've got your big major hubs, our biggest airport in Atlanta. Dallas is another big one. Chicago, the New York airports, Los Angeles, San Francisco, blah, blah, blah. And there's so many airports, really. There's an app. It's a flight app. If you click on it, you can see planes flying at all hours of the night. It's very scary because they look like we're pushing tin and they're going to crash into each other. But here's the bottom line. The tiny, tiny ones I'm talking about, what happens is nobody's even really flying out of them in some cases, and they're still able to get $150,000 in money from the government every year. So there is, I just read about this, there is an airport. It's called Lake Murray State Park Airport, and they get this money from the government. They get this money from the government. And even Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma says this is a waste, this tiny airport getting this money. Why are we giving these people this money? It is a stupid, irresponsible thing to do. There are about 80 small airports in the nation, and many of them are getting that money. Then we wonder why we don't have a balanced budget. How do they allot this kind of stuff? Does anybody check anything out? Now, of course, if I'm running Lake Murray, the government's giving you money. So as somebody actually spelled it out, the Washington Post, I think, did a story on it at one point, that would mean for this airport, it's about $1,500 per takeoff and landing. What? No. This is a sad story, so I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it, cover your ears for a second. It's about a couple that vanished during a cycling trip in Peru. They're saying they're searching for this California couple. They've been missing, and they were warned of the kidnapping risks in going there. When I took the show to Ecuador a few years ago, that was a heavy warning. We weren't worried about it. There were people around us. We were going for a good cause. But it did give you pause to think for a second, and certainly in Peru. So families of the couple, Garrett Hand and Jamie Neal, that's the couple's name, they heard from them last on January 25th. They were expected to arrive in Lima after a journey of several hundred miles from Cusco, and it's a very mountainous area. Nobody has heard from them. They were longtime friends, they're 25 years old. They started dating, and they decided to go on this bicycling trek, and unfortunately, they did it in another country where they were warned about the possibility of potential kidnaps near, rather, Machu Picchu and some other areas in Peru. You know what? I don't blame these kids. Good for them. They want to explore. Except for that, can we not explore in other areas other than places where they flat out tell you there is a very good chance you could be kidnapped? What part of that don't people understand? I feel so awful for the families, because what are they doing? They're collecting money. They're trying to offer a reward. They're getting flyers with pictures. Now the families flying down to Peru and having to try to talk to people and hiring people to go and look for them. And I fear they're not going to have a happy ending on this one, although I certainly wish them well and don't wish for that to happen. But why you go somewhere when you get those warnings? Listen, we might all want less government. I don't want this big burgeoning beast that we have because we're just wasting money. But the one thing you can do, and you can probably feel like it's pretty good information, you go to the State Department website and you look at places that it's not safe to go, where there is a chance you could be kidnapped or they're looking for Americans. You might really want to consider not doing it, especially on a bicycle. Especially on a bicycle. All right, this is creepy. When you go to IKEA, which I don't go there anymore, no offense to IKEA, but you're building furniture from backwards directions, so I don't get it. Unless you pick it off the showroom floor, which you're not supposed to do. I had a chance to do that once because the light was out of stock, so I thought, oh, thank goodness, it's already put together. I don't have to worry about it. But IKEA is famous for their meatballs. People go in and they eat the free food, which means the meatballs, the Swedish meatballs. Turns out they're horse meatballs, not in the United States that we know of, but in Europe. The Swedish meatballs sold in IKEA were pulled from freezers and cafeterias in 14 European countries after they tested some samples in the Czech Republic and found out that horse meat was in the packages. So they're taking them all out in Sweden and Hungary, Britain, France, Netherlands, Portugal, Italy, Spain, Greece, Cyprus, all that kind of stuff, Ireland, boy, Ireland. You know, how many horses are people eating in Ireland? This and then the last thing that they just had happen. So they say that about 1,600 pounds of meatballs have been stopped from reaching stores. Somebody decided to use horse meat. So who's profiting from this? You know, and who decides what horses are safe to eat? I mean, are you kidding me? Oh, that's so disconcerting, isn't it? Although they feel a little bit differently about it in Europe, but they're not psyched about it. That's why they pulled it all. And who's making the money off it? That was my question. There had to be somebody making some money. You can be certain of that. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.